Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Pastor Jeff Ferguson, and we're here to talk about Jesus. When I get up in the mornings, I thank God for another day and His Son that has saved me from my sins, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in the evening, before I go to sleep, I thank Him for giving me another day, and that I'm, and I'll tell you what, it's very restful. You know, I pray before I go to sleep, and I have a very restful sleep. But you know what? No matter what you're going through, day in and day out, throughout the day, you have to remember one thing and one thing major, and that is He is still Jesus. He's Jesus in the morning, He's Jesus at noon, He's Jesus in the evening time, and He's Jesus while you're sleeping. Now, I want to talk a little bit. We're going to get into the scripture here. Matthew chapter 11, starting with the first verse. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding His 12 disciples, He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who shall not be offended in me. So, Father God, we just give you the glory and praise for your word. We thank you for your word. And Lord God, we just ask you to move in a mighty way. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have you ever heard of buyer's remorse? Buyer's remorse is something that most everyone in sales is familiar with. What happens is that many times after someone makes a purchase, start to doubt whether they made the right decision. They start thinking about the price they paid, and they get sick, sometimes literally. They start to doubt their own choices. In this Bible passage we're looking at right now, there's something kind of similar happening. Now, it's about one man's struggle with his life decisions. There may be times when we struggle with the same choice and decision. We're talking about a man known to us as John the Baptist. So let's see what's going on with John. Now, we've read the scriptures. When Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their city. Now, Jesus had just sent out the 12 disciples to do ministry on their own, and it was the next phase in their discipleship. They had walked with Jesus, and they learned from Jesus. Now Jesus sends them out on their own to practice what they had learned. And brothers and sisters, that's discipleship, all right? We in the church world, we train workers to go out and not just get someone saved, but we go out to make more disciples, all right? Remember that. John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ. This is the John who had told everybody that the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world was Jesus. This is John who had baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. This is John who said, He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, John was in prison because he had a run-in with Herod's ex-sister-in-law. And now what? He had held to the truth, and that commitment to God's truth landed him in jail. Now think about that, what I just said. He held to the truth, and that committed to God's truth landed him in jail. brothers and sisters, there's going to be a time that we are going to stand true to the Word of God. There's going to be a time that we have to have a commitment to God's truth. Yes, it could even cost us our lives. Yes, it could land us in jail. But I couldn't think of a better reason to go to jail than sharing God's word. So John had done everything right but was suffering for doing the right thing. How many of us sometimes, even though we've done everything right, something just doesn't feel right? Well, Jesus tells us later that John was the greatest man ever born up until that time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Think about that. Jesus tells us later in the scriptures that John was the greatest man ever born until that time. Now, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who has come, or shall we look for another?" Now, before we get any farther, I apologize. I forgot to give some information. Now we are broadcasting live, and you can also listen by clicking on the link, or you can call in at area code 619-924-9788. That's area code 619-924-9788. All right, let's get back to the word. Now, he sent word by his disciples and said unto him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Now think about that. He sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" So what does that tell us? John the Baptist was a little confused. Now, you know, now think about it. Now, you know, the jails nowadays would be like the Hilton or the Holiday Inn compared to the jails in John the Baptist's time. So it's very well possible that John the Baptist was confused. He had some doubt. Like I said, I think being in prison may have messed with his mind. And then he's thinking, how is it I do what is right and get punished for it? He's thinking, am I wrong to believe you're the Messiah? John believed Jesus was the Messiah. He announced his coming. He announced his presence. He baptized him. He gave his entire life to announcing Jesus as the Messiah to come. Now he's in prison. He's suffering for doing what God called him to do. Did he miss something? Was he wrong about Jesus? Now, think about this. Now, what did we say when we first started? Buyer's remorse. So you start wondering, man, I've gone through all this, and now look where I'm at. And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." Well, glory to God. That's a whole nother sermon right there in that part of the scripture. Brothers and sisters, it's time that we see the blind receiving their sight. It's time that we see the lame walk. It's time that we see people are cleansed. It's time we hit the deaf hear. It's time that if someone dies in your service, you should be able to pray the prayer of faith over them, and they should be raised up. And above all, the good news of Jesus Christ should be preached to all. Jesus didn't give a simple yes or no answer. He did more than that. He answers John's questions with results. Go tell John what you've heard and seen. Everything you expect the Messiah to do is being done. Everything the Son of God was promised to do is doing it. Praise God. I'm going to say those two little points again. Everything you expect the Messiah to do is being done. Everything the Son of God was promised to do is doing it. Blind people now see. Praise God. Crippled people are walking. Diseased people are cured. Deaf people are hearing. Dead people are alive again. The good news of God's love for all people is being proclaimed to those nobody else loves. Go back and tell John what you're seeing. Go back and let John know what you've heard. Go back and tell him everything you see God doing. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what we need to be doing. We need to go back and tell our neighbors what you've seen. You need to go back and tell your neighbors what you've heard. You need to go back and tell your neighbor everything you see God doing. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. In the original language, this verse says, don't let all of this be a stumbling block. Jesus tells them to go and tell John not to let what's happening to him cause him to stumble. Tell John not to let his circumstances cause him to stumble in his trust of Jesus as the Messiah. Now this is Saturday. Some people may say, well, it's been a real crazy week for me. You might have had just a wonderful, wonderful week. Well, guess what? I'm glad you did. I'm glad you were blessed. But for a lot of people, sometimes things just didn't go right. Now, why, I have no idea, but God knows. Circumstances may not have been very friendly. I know some people here that have done nothing and serve God. And maybe they had kind of a bad week. But you know what? He's still Jesus. Hallelujah. He is still Jesus. Evil can turn your world and your lives upside down. And guess what? The devil's good at that. Now, whether your week was good or bad, we're all familiar with weeks like that. When nothing goes right, when everything falls apart, when despite our best intentions, things go horribly wrong. Well, there are times when I think we all know exactly how John must have felt. I serve Jesus the best I can. I live the best life I can to bring him glory and praise. I make sacrifices so that much can be made of Jesus. But things still get out of control. Things happen to blindside you. People, for no apparent reason, crush your soul. Circumstances just blow up and overwhelm you. That seems to be what John was thinking about. He had done everything just like God told him. He had given his whole life to pointing to Jesus as God's chosen one. And all he got was a jail cell and would eventually lose his head. He may have been having second thoughts about what he'd given his life for. The circumstances confused him and he had some doubt about the whole thing. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? I have to admit, there are times that I just ask, why? 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 Why does this happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I give everything I am for you and to you. Jesus, are you love? That was my question mark. Jesus, are you love? If you can, help my son. Jesus said, if I can, do you not believe? And the man cried out, Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief. Now, let's take a look at our lives and see what giving me hope. And guess what? One of the most glorious things happened is getting saved. Whosoever, for God so loved the world, whosoever believeth on him. I am so glad I was a whosoever. Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then brother or sister, you have eternal life. But if you've not accepted him, if you've not made the full choice to follow him 100%, to surrender everything to him, this is the hour, this is the day for you to make that decision. And you too can have eternal life. He's changed you and there's no way to deny it. Look at what he's already done. Now I'll tell you what, I've been through a lot in the last 5 years. Yeah, 5 years. I lost my job. I lost my health. I lost my leg. But guess what? Praise God. He showed up through several people that was talking with me, praying for me, and I will forever be in their debt for them being willing and submissive to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, he has changed you, and there's no way to deny it. 2 Corinthians 5:17. This says, behold, any man in Christ, that's any man, woman, or child in Christ, you are changed. You are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So look at what he's already done for you. You couldn't do some of the stuff that God has given you the ability to do no matter how hard you try. You couldn't change unless God himself stepped in and changed you through the anointing of his Holy Spirit. The things of your past, that's where they're at. They're in the past. He is who he says he is. Hallelujah. He tells us in his word that your sins are forgotten. They are as far as from the east to the west. He is who he says he is. But you see, there's a firm decision. You have to make a firm decision and choose to believe. Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, tells a story that defined him early in his ministry. He and a friend both went into the ministry about the same time. At some point, the friend dropped out of ministry. He told Billy he just couldn't believe the Bible anymore. That really messed with Billy. He was totally confused about the whole situation. But he tells that one day he went out into the woods. He made a decision and announced his decision to God. He told God on that day he chose to believe the Bible and everything in it from cover to cover. He would live his life by that decision. He chose to believe and did not look back. And brothers and sisters, that man today is still with us. He is 97 years old. I just saw an interview from his son, Franklin Graham. Praise God. He says that Reverend Billy Graham's mind is clear. There's people that love him around him all the time. He's 97 years old. That's what God does for you, church. Many times the circumstances of our lives can be completely overwhelming. There's confusion and there may even be doubt. If you ever find yourself there, or even if you're there now, you can make a choice. You hear what I'm saying? Now we're going to quiet down here now. Now this is some pretty important stuff now. If you have found yourself in confusion, or if you're there now, you can make a choice. You can choose not to let the circumstances control your heart. You can choose that despite all that's going on, you are going to keep going with God. You can make the choice right now, no matter what is swirling around you, to choose to believe. Choose to believe Jesus is who he says he is. Choose to believe Jesus has done what he said he would do. Choose to believe. No matter what may come, you will trust him with all that you are. He has done everything he said he would do. He loves you more than you ever know. He does care about you more than you can ever fathom. He is trustworthy. Trust in Jesus today. He is the same yesterday, he is the same today, and he will be the same tomorrow. Hallelujah. Think about that. So, brothers and sisters, when you get up in the morning, he is still Jesus. At noontime, he is still Jesus. At the evening dinner table, he is still Jesus. And when you lay your body down to go to sleep, he is still Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. And Lord God, we just ask you to move in a mighty way. And Lord God, we just give you all the glory and praise for what you're doing, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.